You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Church lets out on a Sunday morning at Vietnamese United Methodist in Grand Rapids. Trung Vong Pham goes there with his family. Most of the church services are in Vietnamese. Pham says he only knows a little of the language, while some of his older relatives know very little English.
Before my grandmother passed away, I did have trouble talking to her sometimes because she lived with us. So like whenever she needed something, I'd always either have to ask my mother or father to translate, or I just have to kind of figure it out.
Ron Swanson's mother-in-law moved in with him about a year ago. She only speaks Vietnamese. He says he's tried to learn it on his own, but hasn't had a lot of luck.
Well, I've used quite a few different types of software and book learning. But because of the tones and having to need to hear the tonal language, it's difficult without an instructor.
To help people like Swanson and Pham, Western Michigan University has created a new Vietnamese language class at its extension in Grand Rapids. Philip Nguyen is president of the Vietnamese American community of Grand Rapids. He says a lot of young Vietnamese Americans don't know the language. That can create personal and cultural problems in families.
Family history, country history, lesson learned from the elderly is not being able to pass on to the younger generation.
The class is part of larger initiatives at both Western and Kalamazoo College. The university's got an international studies grant from the U.S. Department of Education to create programs that center around South Asia, countries like India, Pakistan, Burma, and Thailand. Nathan Tabor teaches South Asian history at Western.
Bottom line is that we do need more of a focus on South Asia here at Western. I mean, I'm the only person here who works on South Asia, a part of the world with a quarter of the world's population. It's pretty significant.
In addition to Vietnamese, Western will also offer combined classes in Hindi and Urdu. Tabor says they're written in different scripts, but the spoken languages are almost identical.
So they share a grammar, they share a vocabulary at the spoken level, and they share media, you know, Bollywood, for instance.
Tabor says, like the Vietnamese classes, these classes could help younger generations to become more fluent in the languages of their parents and grandparents. But there will also be cultural classes, too. Tabor says, after Chinese, Hindi and Urdu are the most spoken languages in the world. And due to media deregulation in India over the past few decades, those languages have had a huge influence.
You know, everybody talks about the newspaper dying the world over. Well, in India, this is the one place where the newspaper economy is, in fact, growing. Readership is growing of newspapers. I think the newspaper with the largest circulation in the world is in India, and it's written in Hindi. So it's it's wanting to connect to, you know, this very large linguistic community.
Much of Kalamazoo College's portion of the grant will go to research, things like looking into how waste workers in India live, and the complex relationship between South Asian countries and the small island of Mauritius near Madagascar. Trung Vong Pham says for him, learning Vietnamese would be a way to keep in touch with his culture and his family.
I'd like to have a full-on conversation, you know, and just get close.
You can find out more about the South Asian classes offered through Western and Kalamazoo College through the link on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.